from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This Brandon Ayuk thing deserves our attention today, even though I know what a lot of the reaction is just by hearing the name right now. I know that there is a healthy portion of you that are like, I don't want to hear the name until this is over. Is it over? And no, it's not over. However, there is some commentary today that I think puts it under a new light, and I think that you're going to want to hear it. So at least you head into the weekend, if we don't get any news between now and 6 o'clock, at least you head into the weekend with everything that is the latest in terms of perspective on this thing. And Brandon was at practice again today, in sneakers, but watching closely and talking to high-level teammates. Speaking of high-level teammates, let's start with this interaction with Kay Adams and her FanDuel TV show, and she gets all of the big names to come talk to her. And today she got Debo. Listen to this exchange.
I'm worried about this team not being able to win the Super Bowl without Brandon Ayuk. Are you?
Am I worried?
Can this team win a Super Bowl without Brandon Ayuk?
Can we win a Super Bowl without BA? I think BA is going to be a part of this team, so I mean, we don't have to worry about that.
Let's go.
That's a long pause.
Let's go. Well, not only is it a long pause, my favorite thing in the world is when people repeat the question back.
Because you're thinking of your answer.
Exactly right. Where were you last night? Where was I last night?
where was I last night?
Last night? What was last night? Was it Tuesday?
Yeah.
And that's a great question.
Thank you, Buster. So listen to Debo again. Repeat the question back to Kay.
I'm worried about this team not being able to win the Super Bowl without Brandon Ayuk. Are you?
Am I worried?
Can this team win a Super Bowl without Brandon Ayuk?
Can we win a Super Bowl without BA?
No.
I think BA is going to be a part of this team, so I mean, we don't have to worry about that.
No comment on that.
He does it twice. Are you worried? Am I worried?
Nah.
Can they win a Super Bowl without Brandon Ayuk? Can we win a Super Bowl without Brandon?
I don't recall. I'm kind of lost right now.
Debo.
It does not matter.
We're not going to have to worry about it because I think Brandon Ayuk's going to be on the team. Brandon's not about wasting his time. He's out there at practice, literally steps off of the sideline every day right now. I don't know what little blade of grass is in the way between pen and paper. I have no idea. But that's interesting. I mean, 2 weeks ago, Christian McCaffrey slipped and called him a former teammate. Now Debo's answering a question of, we don't even have to worry about the idea of winning a Super Bowl without Brandon Ayuk. And that's coming from the guy who might get cut next year because of Brandon Ayuk. I don't know. That's something.
I'm just reading some John Lynch quotes from today here.
Yeah, where he said, I wish I knew as to why there's no resolution.
He said, I'm not going to characterize any chances or anything. I could tell you this, it's been a long, arduous, hard process and a hard journey.
Yep.
And that's what I'm seeing on the ESPN tickers.
For sure. And he was asked, why is this not done? He said, I wish I knew.
We started this early and for whatever reason, haven't been able to get it across the finish line.
I mean, the latest rumor is about 3 years or 4 years. Niners want to do this over 3 years plus this coming year. So that's four total. Brandon wants four more years, five total. I don't know if that's true or not, but that's what's out there today. Which is interesting because usually the last years in contracts are the ones that don't mean anything because it's funny money. It's kind of like what Trent Williams has left on his deal.
You know, thinking about this from the Niners standpoint, I'd be super pissed that this is how my season is starting with all this drama going on.
Well, aren't they part of it, though? They're part of why it's here.
Yeah.
They're the ones who, at minimum, they calculated that this would not happen, and they were wrong. Even if you side with them on all fronts, because the reports are that they've come, I don't believe them, but the reports say they've matched what the Steelers were going to pay Brandon. And if that's the case, I think most fans would be like, all right, BA, this is on you now. You were going to take the Steelers deal. The Niners have matched it. But again, maybe that's average per year. I don't know if the guarantees are the same. I don't know if the number of years are the same. I don't know any of that stuff. But don't you think that most people would be like, Brandon?
Yeah.
They offered you extension, you said no.
Well, I wonder if some of
you a trade, you said no. Then they offered you another trade, you said no. And then they matched the offer of the team you were going to say yes to, and you said no.
I wonder what his teammates are thinking now.
Well,
which I think is more important than what the fans are thinking.
I don't know.
You can't get in everybody's head. My least favorite question is when someone, what's the mood of the team? Well, there's 53 guys. Some are happy, some are sad. Some are super excited.
Some are having a tough day.
Some are having a tough day.
Some have had their coffee.
Some are hungover, some are. I mean, it's not the mood of all. But, you know, based on, you know, being in some clubhouse environments, like, I'm sure there's some people going like, dude, it's time, let's go. And there's probably others going, get yours.
Sure.
But then when he walks through that door into the locker room, they're all going to hug him. Mm-hmm. They're all going to congratulate him. The only way this gets weird from a clubhouse and a locker room chemistry standpoint is if work ethic and attitude changes. So he signs the deal. He gets his deal. He held out. Is it the same Brandon Ayuk as it was when he was hungry to get this contract?
That's interesting.
Or does he take a deep breath? Is he blocking downfield like he used to? Is he running the routes when the play isn't designed for him on the backside when he's the third option as hard as he used to, just in case Brock goes bip, bip, oh, there's Ayuk? Or is he just jogging those routes?
I think you're right.
So there's human nature when you work your whole life to sign a big deal and you get there, you take a deep breath. Kind of saw it with Jordan Poole a little bit. That all of a sudden, are you the same guy with the same work ethic? So as a teammate of his, if anything changes, where all of a sudden he's this different person than he was, and it's costing me a chance to win a ring, that's when this whole thing could go south. Not how long he sits out.
I think you're right.
Not how much money he's asking for the years, because it's all get yours, get yours, get yours. There might be a small fraction of the team that's going, get your butt in camp, bro. They're not going to say it to him.
Sure.
They might be whispering it over here. And that's when you start to get a little of the weirdness. But the real weirdness will come as if the contract changes the person.
I think that's a fair point, and maybe this is unfair for me to assume. I have the hardest time believing that the 49er culture would allow that. You know what I mean? Debo has come in and is pushing so hard by all accounts. And we did. I went down and watched it one day. He does. He looks phenomenal. And he is playing so hard, and he's first to show up, and he's first in line at the receiver drills. And the Niners have already signed another receiver who's a downfield guy. And all of this stuff, like, I have the hardest time believing that on this team, with how hard it's been for them to get over the top, Brandon Ayuk, even with a new contract, is going to come in half-ass. That would surprise the hell out of me. But I think your point is well taken.
That's a concern with organizations when they commit to a long-term contract.
Sure.
Will this change the person?
Sure.
And that's when your evaluators, I always just, no matter if it's baseball, football, or basketball, self-scouting is the most important aspect of an organization, knowing your own players through and through.
Well, I also think with human beings, Sometimes that happens even when you don't intend it to. I think in our minds we go, oh, you got fat and happy, so you just sat back and relaxed. I think sometimes people, even though they're like, okay, I signed my contract and now full speed ahead, like I'm going to go be great for you. And that's your intent. But then you don't actually do that because it's hard. It's hard to remove from the back of your mind that you're like, I'm safe now. I'm taken care of. I just am. I'm taken care of.
Like it's human nature to take a deep breath and say, I've arrived.
I'm taken care of. And Brandon's already been through that once, even without the money. That was what, by all accounts, led to Kyle Shanahan being mad at Brandon in year two.
Well, maybe that's the holdup here, and that's the concern that this money will change the person.
I don't know. I mean, he came in and had just what we would call a very solid rookie campaign, and the reports suggest that he showed up the next year, and Kyle was like, oh, goodness, you think your bleep don't stink anymore. And this is only year two. You haven't even done anything yet. You haven't won a Super Bowl. You haven't gone for 1,000 yards. And you're like a different person. So sure, it already happened once, but Brandon reacted to that well and became better. I would be surprised. I agree with you, but I'd be surprised if that happened.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
I've seen it happen to the most unlikely of dudes, man.
I bet.
In all my travels, I've seen guys have more trouble dealing with success than failure.
Give me names.
No.
Give me names.
Nope. Hey, but you signed the contract, you change. Money changes you, man. Fame changes you. Success changes you. I would say it's less common for a guy to sign a big deal and work harder to be great than it the other way around.
For sure.
And the one thing that comes to mind with me is Max Scherzer. He signed this humongous deal and he worked even harder to live up to it. Like he wanted to be great. And the biggest compliment you can give an athlete that signs a huge deal is to never talk about the deal. Nobody ever said, oh, Max got 7 for $210. Are you kidding me with that? Nobody ever brought up his contract ever because it's all he did was go out and win Cy Youngs and throw no hitters. So the money was never brought up.
Well,
but his work ethic went to a whole different level, and he was always trying to reinvent himself every year.
I think the 49ers have an example of what you're saying with Max Scherzer, and it's Fred Warner. Fred Warner got better. Fred got signed, and then he went from one of the best linebackers in the game to my opinion, best linebacker in the game.
That's something that's in there or it isn't in there. Yeah. You can't teach that.
I think Kittle was already great, stayed great. I'd argue that the early returns on Debo and Nick's season went down. You can blame it on one of two other things if you want. We won't know till we get more evidence. Was it missing camp or was it a Steve Wilkes system that didn't fit his eye and his ear? I don't know.
He didn't like Steve Wilkes.
He did not. And so that, like, we'll see going forward. By the way, for the "we didn't like Steve Wilkes" crowd, there were some comments made by D'Amador Lenore to Richard Sherman that we should play coming up here in a few minutes that are pretty damn interesting. Pretty interesting. I give you the Cliff's Notes. D'Amador Lenore said, I tried to go to Steve Wilkes and tell him that I should be in the slot in the Super Bowl, and it never went anywhere. And I really, like, I studied the living hell out of this tape, and I saw what they were doing, and I should be in the slot, and I think we would have won the game. And it went nowhere. And Richard's like, you should go to Kyle next time.
Wow.
Go to Kyle next time with that thought. So, whatever. That's neither here nor there for this conversation. The early returns on Deebo Samuel. You, like, you had the greatest season of your life, and then you requested a trade, and then you got paid, and you showed up fat. And you have not been, you've been great, but you have not been as good since.
Can't fat shame Deebo.
Well, his words, he said it. He said it.
I thought he was just, he put on some weight like Patrick Bailey did in the
season. But he looks phenomenal this year.
I like number one, by the way. Like, I love him in number one. I think it looks way better than 19.
I know, but that was like his nickname. Like, all of his social media was 19 problems. I loved that.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Now he's got one problem.
Plus,
so that's way better.
Well, but my son, I got him a phone, and like in order to remember the passcode, because I had to set the passcode for him.
1111?
No, I set it as his three like sort of favorite 49ers who had numbers that would fit. And so hopefully none of you find my son's phone, because now you will all know the passcode. But anyway, I go, this is how I want you to remember your passcode. Purdy Deebo Ayuk. Purdy Deebo Ayuk. Purdy Deebo Ayuk. And now the number is wrong.
Mine would be 16-87-80.
Montana Clark Rice.
Yeah, I might do that right now.
Okay,
That's going to be my new passcode, you guys, to everything.
Steve Young's like, what the hell?
To my bank account and everything.
Thank you. Thank you, Shohei Ohtani, for giving us access to your bank account.
16-87-80. That's good. I got to put that in something.
Yeah. So anyway.
Could you give me your routing number, please?
Thank you.
That is my routing number.
Yeah. Grandy, what? Now let's do the Kyle thing. I have it right here, but what did you want to sort of set up?
Yeah, so it's just an interesting answer from Kyle that kind of sent this whole thing down the road. He was asked, essentially, if there will be a point this preseason, this training camp, where the Niners will approach Ayuk and just say, hey, Brandon, either start practicing or we're going to fine you. I know you're holding in to get out of the fines, but will there come a point where you just force him one of those two options? And here's how Kyle answered that question.
You got it or me?
I mean, I think it has to do with when they have injuries and stuff. So I don't sit there and kind of play that game. That's how the league works right now. I mean, that's how the rules are. You have a hold in, guys usually have something wrong with them so they can keep doing that. And so I just coach the team.
Okay. So what he sort of suggests is that the hold in thing can be extended because guys can just say they're hurt. Okay, so use that premise.
My back.
Mike Silver then asks this follow-up question.
I want to make sure I understand. Are you saying if there's a hold-in and you force the issue that you would expect like a Jalen Ramsey in Jacksonville type of situation where, oh, my back hurts and I'm just not playing?
I'm just saying when you guys call it a hold-in, and I'm not disagreeing with you guys on that, but people say that they're hurt. I think BA's got a sore back right now, and it is what it is.
He does have one? Like, legit?
I don't know if it's legit, but he's saying that that's what he's saying. Brandon Ayuk is out with a back injury right now.
49ers are going to go 3-14.
We're not done. We're not done.
Oh, my soap operas.
But wait.
Why didn't Hard Knocks do the Niners? They missed out.
But wait, there's more. Kyle was asked to address the idea of fans wondering why the 49ers are risking a great chance to win a Super Bowl just to save a few bucks.
I understand the question. Yeah, but I mean, I don't look into anything just as a one-year deal. I think everything's tied together. I think we're as aggressive as we can be every year. And everything is connected to each other, too. And wherever you go one spot, you got to go less at another. So it's not as simple as that perspective. I totally get that from a fan standpoint and everything. If it was that simple, I think it'd be a lot easier to figure things out. But too many things do connect and tie together with that. And that's why these things can be difficult.
That's a totally fair answer.
I agree.
That's a completely fair answer that I've been trying to find a way to sort of like hammer down the last few weeks. There's no way to do this. But I wish that when there was a contract squabble, a team could just go, okay, here's what's at play. We can give him $2 million more dollars. It means that Charvarius Ward, Diamaloro Lenore, and maybe Deebo Samuel are not on the team next year. Y'all good with it now? Y'all want us to just give him the $2
million? Yeah, I don't care about next year.
Okay.
Yeah.
That can be your answer.
I want all my chips in the middle. I'm all in.
Okay. And I think that's
2024.
And I think that's a hellacious approach, but you're welcome to have it.
The window, I don't think the window will ever close with the Niners because they're always going to sign and spend money and have good players and they have a great coaching staff and front office and ownership. But, you're right there, man.
Sure.
You're right there. I this is where I'm narrow-minded. Usually I have the 20,000-foot view, but I'm all in on this year. I want a Super Bowl. I want a parade right down here in February.
I don't disagree.
Right
I just
here. But and I don't care about 2025.
I do.
I don't.
I do.
Not
I,
now. I'll care then. No, I don't care now.
I want them to be relevant all the time.
They will be. But they have a chance to win it all right now.
They do.
They were that close.
And
it's the same people.
They don't think that they're risking it. It's not all the same people.
It's pretty much
the same people.
It is.
It's not.
It is.
The whole defensive line is new. The whole defensive staff is new. It's not the same people. Drake Greenlaw may not play this year. It's not the same people.
They're better.
Maybe they are. Maybe they're worse. I don't know. I don't think the Niners think that they are lessening their effort this year. I think they think that Trent Williams is definitely going to be there, and Brandon has been a migraine headache level headache. They did not realize it would go like this. And yes, they deserve some of the blame for that. But I don't think that the Niners think that they are not all in on 2024, but they also, they have to keep an eye on every year. That's their job. You can't be, you know this. You can't be like that.
I'm a fan. I can be however I want to be.
No, I'm saying a
I'm
team.
Not a GM.
You can be like that, but a team can't be like that. They can't be like, all right, all chips in this year. And then Brock Purdy breaks a leg in week one. And
oh, now, don't even say
no, but
that.
Dude, you like, ugh. Come on.
That's gross.
You can't manage a business that way. You can't. You can't be stupid and in the NFL be like, it's all about 1 year. And that's it. Nothing else matters. You can't do that. Other stuff does matter. You can't say nothing else matters.
No, I understand. Yeah, I'm of the mindset that I focus on the now. And maybe that's the athlete. Remember I told you I didn't know where the plane was going half the time when we were on road trips? Because you were so focused on that three-game series. You take the bus to the airport, get on the charter, and be in the, where are we going? There's other guys, though, that knew the schedule in and out. Like,
well, that's their way.
Pods yesterday. He knew the schedule. I'm like, man.
He knows
when
what
you asked him that schedule question, I thought for sure you're getting a, no, we don't look at the schedule.
He threw out the date. He's like, February 21st, we're going to Milwaukee.
And then we have the Christmas game against so-and-so. We forgot to say, I think, did we mention November 12th? Clay's returning? That's the big game.
Well, he mentioned it. He still called it the in-season tournament. Did you know it's not even called that anymore?
But it changed it. We didn't talk about that after. I was blown away that that was a goal for him because I thought the NBA players thought that thing was a joke.
They do. He's being told what to say there.
Oh, was he?
Well, that's my interpretation.
Like, whoa.
No, because Steve Kerr does it too. He's taking his cues from the organization. The NBA has clearly,
things like
there's a memo. There's a memo that went out and be like, guys, you're making extra money for this. Play it up. That's how I feel.
He really wanted to say the floors make me dizzy and I want to throw up during that.
Did you know that it's called the NBA Cup now?
Is it really?
They changed the name. It's not the in-season tournament.
You got to get the sponsor in there, the Emirates NBA Cup.
You couldn't say that in baseball.
It's sponsored by the United Arab Emirates?
Emirates.
You couldn't say MLB Cup because that would have a whole different meaning. You couldn't say it. So it's the NBA Cup? They
NBA
don't wear
Cup.
Cups.
It's
you better football. Be careful.
Football players don't wear them. I found that, and then they told me why. You can't wear a cup in football because if there's contact there, the thing breaks, and then it could do some big-time damage.
Boof.
So they don't wear cups. Nobody wears cups in the NFL.
That's crazy.
No, it actually, the way it was explained to me makes sense because if that cup breaks, now we're talking like, oof.
Yeah.
Guillotine action.
Something about Mary's situation.
Yeah, so they don't wear him.
Yeah, okay.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Coe, back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week, and man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need. Season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.